I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thank you for that. Yes, Todd Beamer. Dom Giordano's show, United 93. Boy, he's one of the most brilliant guys in media because you can ask him anything. Christian Toto, HollywoodInToto.com. I recommend it to you. A guy inside all this stuff that brings a sensible point of view to it. Just tremendous. Okay. Now, Kathy Barnett was with us today. She's the spokesperson for 1776 Action. It was unbelievably good stuff about civics, kids in school, what she's doing now. But I did delve into, she hasn't endorsed Dr. Oz yet. Okay? And we had a listener on Twitter that took Kathy Barnett to task. And I could understand why, because she said all the right things in general. But the idea that somehow or another Dr. Oz has not met muster to meet her standards yet, we're getting awfully late in this. It's too important. Dan, tell us about the guy on Twitter.
Yeah, I got a tweet from a guy named Michael. He writes, Dom, I was very disappointed with Kathy Barnett's appearance on your show. He writes, I voted for her twice. She won't get that it's no longer her race. She needs to stop giving Dr. Oz unsolicited advice and simply work for him. She's too much of a spoiled sport to do that.
All right, I don't know about the spoiled sport part that I go down that path, but, you know, behind the scenes, I'm doing what I can to try to weed old people together here.
Yeah.
Like Mastriano, I try to praise him for all the things that I can, but also ego on the idea, what the hell is he doing? He's not here in Philadelphia, July 4th. This guy is a decorated military guy, right? Can somebody tell me who supports Doug Mastriano? Then I'll come back to Barnett, Dan. Why would he not come here to Philadelphia? This is an opportunity to come to Philadelphia. Two things. July 4th. Philadelphia doesn't celebrate July 4th appropriately. That's obvious. And make the point about what Independence Day is all about. He's an historian on that. Now, with Kathy, I get it. She has resentment, not so much just with Oz, but with Donald Trump and Sean Hannity, who really defamed her. Not in the legal sense, but in the broad sense politically, in the tail end of the campaign. I thought, a lot of you thought it too. It was over the top. But she recognizes we got to win this one. She's not going to be the senator at this point. She can run the next time, and this would help to bridge that against Casey. Either her or McCormick could do that and beat Casey. So, yeah, I agree. It's time that particularly if Kathy sees fit, I can't speak to her with Oz, in the central part of the state, she's a force to be out there for him.
Now, let me ask you this, though, from a political strategy standpoint. Kathy is someone that's been in the political sphere for a while. She probably plans on running again for office in the future. So if she were to openly and publicly support someone like Oz, who has kind of sullied some of the Republicans, conservatives, because he's very moderate, does that negatively affect Kathy Barnett in future political chances being associated with someone like Dr. Oz?
I would say only with people that just completely don't get it or completely crazed drinking a Kool-Aid. In other words, Kathy's savvy enough, knows how to do it, to endorse Oz under the guise of two things. One, we got to win this one. He's three things. He's much better than Fetterman. Third, I am working on him on some of these issues, and we're going to try to hold his feet to the fire. But with Fetterman, you have no chance. This guy wants to get rid of the filibuster. He's hell-bound to do that. He wants everybody else to be on dope to forget about it. You got to win with Oz. I mean, it's very tough for
me. I'll continue playing devil's advocate, though, because the one issue that I think would probably be the defense from Barnett would be the issue of abortion. And we haven't really heard a solid answer from
Dr.
Oz.
No, we have Dr. Oz on that. He is pro-life, but in the case of the health of the mother, rape, incest, he would grant exceptions.
And we know that Kathy differs with that to a degree.
Well, to a degree, but if you remember, you can look at a Facebook. It's still up there on Facebook. The last 10 seconds or a minute or so of the interview we did with her the day before the primary, she said she's open to talking to other doctors, et cetera.
Yeah.
I wrote that down, et cetera. So she's got to get behind Dr. Oz, particularly in the central part of the state. And how many opportunities could Doug Mastriano have to come to this area? July 4th is one of the biggest to deal with that. I like a lot of the things he's been saying, but they're quiet. They're not getting a lot of media attention. I'm following them, telling you about them. And with the mobile dom, suppose he comes here, the media is hostile to him. Exactly. Now you know how I feel about that. Yes, you morons, bring it on. The Newt Gingrich approach. Yeah, I'll answer that. But first, I want to talk about Josh Shapiro and Krasner. First, I want to talk about inflation. First, I want to talk about how people are hurting. First, I want to talk about how the progressivism of Philadelphia, how it's viewed in the rest of the state. And then answer whatever their question is. And the more they go out of their way, egg them on. Now, not everybody is as brilliant as Newt Gingrich, but I think Mastriano has the ability to do that. And if he doesn't, then he's probably not going to be governor. He's got to come here to this area. 855-839-1210. Warrington was the closest he's been. Okay, we got people on that. And I want to talk about, Dan, do you know the name Rex Chapman?
I saw him trending, but no.
Yeah,
he's
trending. I'll give you the backstory.
Yeah.
He was a pretty good basketball player at Kentucky, a big guard back when that. I'd have to look up how many years ago that was. He's a white guy. I'm mentioning that because
that was, 88 was when he graduated.
88. All right, so 34 years ago. It's like 6'4", 6'5", pretty good player at Kentucky. I didn't do much in the NBA that I remember.
He averaged 14.6 in the NBA.
Okay, yeah but bad. He was a bigger star in college
is what I'm saying. Yes.
Right. Somehow or another, then, he started to get into the media to do basketball games. He's a homer beyond belief. He's abysmal. And then he became an influencer on Twitter. Now, I'll give more details because we have people waiting. But here's the number one thing he started with this Twitter barrage against Clarence Thomas. He said, have you ever seen Clarence Thomas at an NBA game? As in ever. And he talked about other people that showed up in Washington that he saw NBA games, but not Clarence Thomas. And then he retweeted, if you don't love basketball, you ain't black. This all coming off the Supreme Court case.
Why is a white man gatekeeping what makes somebody
black? Right, right. Yeah, exactly. And then he just continued down this path. Clarence Thomas would last 20 to 30 seconds maybe in an NBA locker room with other black guys. And then he suggests, as much as this influencer can, that in the end, that Clarence Thomas is really a black guy, white supremacist. Yeah. Now, if anybody else did this, several people on Twitter made the obvious point, conservative or whatever, or in anything, they'd be out of the family business. You'd be canceled forever. Yet this guy's an influencer. No one calls him out on the left. And using, I don't know how many stereotypes, how much racism is involved here. That, yeah, put Clarence Thomas in an NBA locker room with these guys. They would show him. They would tell him what it is to be black. Just the idea. This guy is like, you're right. He's shaved head now. He looks like Howie Mandel, who's like 6'5 or something. Like a stone cold white guy, you know, out there. Even though he played basketball, I could just see him in the, well, we got a news flash here. Wait a minute, Dan. All right, so I'll get more on Rex Shackman. It's a caller. It's a caller here. You got your news sounder here? Line four has got something. I got to go over there to see this. All right, Kathy Guerra is calling us from Naples, Florida, or Naples, Italy. I'm not sure. The show's going international. We all know that. Let's go to Karen. I'm sorry. Karen's got something on Mastriano. Karen, you gave you the news treatment. What do you have on Doug Mastriano?
He's going to be marching in the Glenside 4th of July parade.
Oh, man, I'm marking that down. Do you happen to know what time the parade is this year?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll get that. Because
Liz Priett-Havey would know.
Ah, maybe Liz helped to quarterback this. The Glenside Parade, I was honored in that and drove in that. And I will say most of the crowd was appreciative, but there were some hecklers.
They let you drive in a parade?
Well, I didn't drive. I was driven.
I was gonna say, good.
Which I don't like. The only time I would be driven, Karen, I want to be clear on this, is if it's a parade, I approve of the driver, and I sit on the open car on the back. Give the hecklers a better shot at, you know?
That's right.
But I would rather walk, and Doug is going to be doing that. So let's play this out a little bit. Glenside, I wouldn't say is hostile territory, but it is Montgomery County. Do you think the Josh Shapiroites will be there to heckle?
Oh, I would imagine so.
Yeah. I don't know if he's speaking or not, but good, Karen. Finally, he gets it. Come to Philadelphia.
Yep.
All right. We'll track this one down, Karen. Thank you, though, for that. What song should not be played at a wedding, Karen?
There's a song by a group that starts out with, "What are we going to do now that the kids are grown up?" And I heard that played at a wedding.
What the heck? That seems like an unplanned pregnancy wedding, huh?
Yeah. I just can't remember the name of the group off the top of my head.
We'll put that in, though. That's a very good one. All right, Dan, what time's the Glenside Parade?
I'll have to look into that.
All right.
Hey, I got it.
Well, I got to know if it's on July. I'm telling you, because I'm going to go there to cover this and to see the great man in this. I commend him. He's going to be open fodder for hecklers there.
Yeah. Hey, can I go back to Rex Chapman for a
second? Yes, go ahead.
This is not really being said in any of the stories. It's been kind of spiked online, but the guy isn't really that good of a person just in a general standpoint, it seems.
Outside the jail where a well-known suspect just showed up. Here he is, caught on video. This time, a former Suns player who you might remember as T-Rex.
More video in just a moment, but this is Rex Chapman's mugshot, and we are learning a lot more about the charges.
ABC 15, Sarah Goldenberg joins us live. And Sarah, he's accused in several shoplifting incidents.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's right. As you said, former Suns player Rex Chapman, he just got out here to the jail, and police arrested him for shoplifting over $14,000 worth of Apple products just like this. Now, police arrested him earlier today, the 46-year-old former player, stopping him in his car in Scottsdale. They say he stole merchandise from this Apple store in Scottsdale seven different times. We're told employees were the ones who actually called police after several shoplifting incidents. They recognized Chapman from his days on the court.
Oh, thank you for that backdrop. Now, I heard him once. I think Villanova was playing Kentucky. Somebody was playing Kentucky. I don't like Kentucky. Calipari, you know, the recruiting, the whole thing.
Yeah, ruined college basketball.
And for some reason, his commentary was the one they were using, the big TV channel. I don't know. And it was, I'm thinking, who is this moron? How Homer it was. He's an influencer on Twitter. He has the nerve to get away with calling out somebody erudite like Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court. And again, he's not authentically black because he never saw him in an NBA game and he saw all these white guys there. And how long would he last in an NBA locker room? That's why I said to Kathy Barnett, there have been two people that I've seen up close who deal with this really well. One is Kathy Barnett and the other is Alan West. I've never seen these punks bother Alan West. And I think the reason is obvious there, you know, what you're taking on. But Clarence Thomas has to put up with this. And the fact that he has a white wife, that gives him more fodder, these people on the left. It's incredible. All right, so we're tracking down this Mastriano sighting, the Glenside Parade. And I'm not sure if they did it. I don't remember them doing it exactly on July 4th. I could be wrong. It is a great parade, though. It is well attended. As I remember it, there were at least a couple thousand people there. And he's walking. A lot of the politicians walk in the parade.
So that'll be a 4 p.m. on July 4th itself.
Ah, 4 yes. p.m. on July 4th.
The way they describe it, it's the, I hope I'm looking at the right thing, the Grand Glorious Patriotic Parade held on a 1.5-mile stretch through Glenside.
It is. And Glenside's one of my favorite second homes because Rizzo's used to be there.
And this is going to be held by the Greater Glenside Patriotic Association.
Yes. It's a very, very good parade. And I'm glad Mastriano is doing that. Now, I don't know if there's going to be a media or whatever, but it's going to be a hostile audience there. You know, he probably knows that. Although, I bet there are a lot of the patriotic groups, Dan, with the tri-cornered hats and all that stuff that show up that are going to be supportive. Definitely. So, Dan and I are on from noon to 1 on July 4th. I'll do my annual top 10 founding fathers in order. Side question will be three people you want coming to your cookout. Probably somebody who's going to bring a lot of food because of how expensive it is. And then this, the 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock hour are going to be a replay of Dom Giordano Day. We thought, holiday, what could be bigger as a way to celebrate? I can't tell you. The listeners that showed up, and I've just taken a look at it again. Oh, what fun it was on that day. Dan, Mayor Pete, Roe there. I couldn't ask for anything more. It's one of the highlights. I don't know if it's a top thing in doing talk radio. It's in the top five, though. I don't see how driving the tram car. Shove over, buddy. I know how to do this.
Like, I really appreciate the compliments, but your illustrious career, it might be some recency bias. I mean, going through it, you've broadcasted from Israel, Guantanamo Bay.
The so Guantanamo Bay.
I do appreciate the lofty compliments, but there are some great things.
But this is, that serious. This was fun beyond belief. Yeah, I can't imagine, you know, people howling. Why are they howling? I'm driving in a straight line. Get on the cement. You can't drive on the boardwalk. Yeah, but it's bigger.
In the back, just yelling at the top of his lungs, hey, go to the wood. Get off the wood.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And hitting, I thought I would probably only hit, watch the tram car two or three times just for the joke of it. I hit it 25 and at one block because these people wouldn't get out of the block.
And try hopping in your tram car. If you see Dom Giordano driving, run the other way, please.
And this little kid, when I was turning the tram car, which is dicey, standing there waving just within a couple feet of me, it's like, doesn't he know I'm not a professional tram car driver?
Back?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you practiced your parade
I practiced my wave, and the sunglasses were an added touch. It gave me the official. Next time, I need the official hat.
If you're wanting to watch that at Dom's Show 1210 on Twitter or Facebook.com/1210
I'm telling you. Yes, and I had to be very quiet at the balls doing the Wildwood Balls on Rio Grande because there were a bunch of people there around me like, what the hell is this guy doing with his wife filming it? What kind of joke is this? All right. It is time, though. Even though we're moving toward Independence Day for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That's exactly right. I'm told that Dan is going to be really punked by the audience today. He's not getting away with this, but you have to have the exact right answer. It must be exact.
It
don't get mixed. It has to be completely
meticulous
correct.
Here has to be right.
I feel like Pat Sajak with Vanna White here, who's 6'8".
I want the actual name of the song, Dom.
There you go.
You need to be meticulous. Jeez, what's wrong with my speaking? Meticulous. Here is your clue today, Dom. It's a very easy one. You would think it's already been mentioned today. Dom, we're asking for songs that shouldn't be played at weddings, should be banned from wedding DJs' playlists. And this one was mentioned already, actually. But we're looking today, Dom, for the name of the song. Here is your clue.
Ah, there you go. All right, that's what we're looking for. Now we have a pair of tickets to see the Phillies on a tear last night take on the St. Louis Cardinals on Saturday, July 2nd
tomorrow. At
4:05 p.m. Kids 14 and under receive a PJP cooling headband for tickets. Go to Phillies.com. I'm going to see them on July 3rd, thanks to DJ's largesse. Maybe I'll find a little trinket for the wedding there with my $35 gift card.
Ooh.
There you go. All right. Let's hear that clue again. Hey, by the way, each day, Dom's Money Melody, and it's a great thing to bring you that. Thank you, John Gilgi of Rhino Shield. Don't forget, when you're sitting there looking and you're seeing some of the painting, oh, I have to paint again. Don't do that. Check out John, Rhino Shield, 844-RHINO, R-H-I-N-O, 99 is the way to go. Hit us with the song title and be precise. You have to be exactly on the money with this to get the prize.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, welcome in. Dan, I think there's some contenders here to get this exactly right. We'll play the clue again. We need the exact song title. We got some guy named Lush, and he told Jim that's his name calling in.
Yeah, Lush.
Well, hey, Lush. Want to be next to Lush at the wedding, I guess. Let's hear that clue again. Yeah, I vote none of that at the wedding. I don't think we'll be hearing that. Let's go to Mark in Pipersville. We're looking for the song title. Mark, what is that song title?
Electric Boogie.
Nicely played, Mark. You are going off. Would you ban that from the wedding, Mark?
No. What's that, Dom?
Would you ban that from the wedding?
I would ban that, yes, from his wedding.
Nicely played. Good judgment on that.
You know, I thought I'd get somebody, Dom.
Yeah,
I thought it's kind of obvious what I thought we were going
to get,
you know, because everyone calls it the electric slide. Exactly. It's not the electric slide, though.
Yes.
That's the name of the dance is the electric slide, but the name of the song is the electric boogie.
Yes, I need that. I'll need that by Monday, July 4th, the complete list of banned songs, and Roe then may have to take a powder if there's not enough in there.
It seems like crappy songs. The life seems a lot longer than it actually is. This song was originally released in 1983, but it didn't really get popular until 1990, and that's when it started showing up in bar and bat mitzvahs. And, you know, I always thought it was longer than that, but only since 1990 has the electric boogie made its way into these.
These are traditions, and they're like wedding bullies who start screaming them no matter what you do if you're there. So, all right, so you know what? This is how Talk Radio, that's tickets to the Phillies, phillies.com, the Cardinals. Should be a great, great series. The point I was going to make is I wouldn't have known Doug Mastriano is marching in the Glenside Parade. And then another guy, Steve, who sends me great stuff, Dan, sends me the whole billing of the parade and everything else that's going on this July 4th. That's how talk radio works. Just brilliant stuff. So I'm glad Doug Mastriano is coming here for this. I hope he speaks about all this stuff and patriotism because he's a decorated veteran. But I would say, given the tenor of Montgomery County, there will be hecklers there. Now, do I know that Josh Shapiro, that's his home base, will send out the hecklers? Yeah, I think they'll do that. He might be marching in it, too. The masquerader. I don't know if he'll have a mask on. Hey, Josh, you're going to be wearing a mask. If I'm right there, Josh, Dom Giordano, how's your buddy Larry Krasner doing?
You just hear like the cartoon running as fast as they can, running the other way.
Yes, exactly. Can I have a word, Josh? You know, you haven't been on the show. He used to come on back in the day. I haven't been on the show in a while. We just like to talk.
We'd love to have you on, man.
Yeah, I wonder how many ads on July 4th they'll be running attacking the Catholic Church. Yeah. Rather than, you know, crime and the things the attorney general, that's part of it. He did a good job on that. I agree with him on that. But that's not the only issue out there. All right. So the Glenside Parade, we'll have full coverage.
Hey, and you thank Steve, also Leslie Fishapine on Twitter. Yes. Also shot over some information as well on that. So thank you.
Anything else on that with Mastriano or?
No, she sent what we were talking about just now.
So July, July 5th, we'll break this down and talk about it. I'm glad he's coming here, but yeah, I would assume that he's going to hit more places then. I'm hoping. See if there's anything on his website, Dan. I don't know if they put the itinerary out, whatever. But I think this is a good moment, you know, to face down what you face when you come to this area if you're the Republican. You ought to enjoy it. You ought to embrace it. And if you want to make your point about the media, this is a good point to do. I think there'll be a media swarm there, probably just yammering about abortion rather than things like crime and inflation. Let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie, welcome in.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Great.
So your interview earlier with Kathy Barnett was very good, and I like Kathy, but I feel that she's really resisting getting behind Oz, and that's not good. We need that Republican seat.
Well, look, I would agree with you on this, and that's why I was trying to lead forward with, well, what the heck does he have to do or promise or what are we going to see here? Because she's a force in central Pennsylvania particularly.
Well, yes. So she should be really getting behind him if she really believes in the Republican ideals and wants that seat for the Pennsylvania people. You have to let the sour grapes go. And, you know, I get that she felt wronged in how she was really jumped on in the end. But you have to move on and do the right thing for the party and get Republicans.
Right.
Elected.
And it'll be remembered in the future. And we'll certainly remember that. We'd give her a forum if she wants to give a full-throated endorsement, because it's an obvious thing. This is what we're down to, that Fetterman is out there with – he's Bernie Sanders without any of the avuncular stuff. I mean, that's how dangerous he is. And we don't even know about his fitness for office physically. I mean, this is the choice, Oz.
Yes, and we need that seat. It's really important.
Well, it is. I mean, you know how difficult it is to pitch Doug Mastriano with me, but I made my bones with that because – this is so critically important in 2024 that Mastriano has to be in there quarterbacking the machinery. Josh Shapiro wants to be president. We know what he'll do.
Yeah. Well, Mastriano finally is doing some Twitter, and I forwarded it to you. I mentioned you in it that he should really go on your show. I replied to him saying, oh, wow, look, you surfaced. You know, how about showing up in Southeast PA? How about going on Dom Giordano's show?
Dan, you had a comment on that because Dan's been talking to his guy. Yeah,
I mean, we had some kind of communication, Leslie, for a little bit, and it seemed like the ball was going to get rolling for Mastriano to get back on, and I've been trying to call the guy back, and there's just been radio silence, no answers. And
Leslie, for you and for listeners, he comes on here. I'm not going to grill him, but I am going to say what I think he should do in this area. I am going to do that, but I just want people to hear he's been saying the right stuff This is about inflation. He moved off the abortion thing. He's not running on that. Well, I'm going to tell him, you got to come here. That's the only thing I would demand of him.
Yes.
And how to do it.
Does.
The Gingrich approach. He did it with the Delaware Valley Journal, kind of the Gingrich approach, but you don't hang up. You joust with them. Why is it so? I don't get it. If I were in his shoes, I would demand that the media swarm be out there when I'm walking in the Glenside Parade to use them as a foil, because they'll look ridiculous. They don't know the history that he does. He's an historian. They'll look ridiculous.
Yeah, he needs to take advantage of the resources that are available, and talk radio is certainly one of those resources.
Absolutely. What's the song that Leslie doesn't want now at a wedding?
Well, I can't help but picture Ro going out to Gangnam Style.
I love it.
That is the most horrible song imagined.
Oh, it's so bad.
That is that might be the winner for me, Dan. It's all that Korean pop stuff is just horrible
to me.
You
don't like BTS?
No, I don't like any. It's horrible. All right, we have Mike in Hatboro coming up. Mike is the guy that wrote the tweet that Dan read. Mike, stand there. We're going to come to you next. Yeah, I think Kathy has to be out there sooner rather than later endorsing Oz in her own way and saying to her people, and I'm going to try to be the force to push him to do X, Y, and Z here. You got to give it up on the residency thing too here. And that's what Fetterman's residency. This guy's not out there able to campaign. What about that? We shouldn't talk about that. This guy pointed the shotgun at the guy. You know that story. This guy's a trust fund baby. This guy dresses like a slob. I don't think it's refreshing. I think it's being a slob. Oh, I can't say that. My God, the voters in Pennsylvania would kill you, Dom, if you said that. Do you want your senator looking like Fetterman, the outfit and the whole thing and all? Really? That's authentic? I think that's playing at being authentic. You're not authentic because you wear cargo shorts around, whatever the hell the thing is he does.
I like cargo shorts.
Yes, but is that authentic?
No.
No. No, it's a little bit.
I can go to Kohl's and pay $25 for a pair of cargo shorts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't even think these were Bobo Kohl's. These might have been $10 somewhere.
Ooh.
Yes.
Some Walmart cargo shorts.
Even there you go.
That's what I wear every day.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
All right, it is the Dom Giordano show. Is this like a four-day holiday or whatever out here? I see nobody out here.
There's
except
no one here.
Yes. It's a ghost town here at the Palatial Worldwide Headquarters. And I think people are leaving early on Thursday to get ready for the non-holiday holiday on Friday and then on July 4th.
I had a situation this morning where I was about to walk out of the house with a T-shirt and flip-flops on. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I should wear like a collared shirt or something for work. So I got to ask a question. If there's no one that's going to be at the office, do you then think it's appropriate for someone to wear flip-flops to
work? Never. That's it. Because I'm here.
I know. And I knew that you were going to be here, some kind of record, comment yes. about it if
I'm
I
still,
wore them. So.
Parsing or processing you taking the flip-flops off to throw a football on a dirty street in Wildwood.
Well, it's not a dirty street. There's sand that cleans up the trash.
Hey, Dom, okay. you remember,
that's how short towns work.
Hey, Dom, do you remember in our old place in Tubawa, you knew it was a Friday when all you heard were flip-flops
the flip-flopper,
going up and down the hallway. That's
mostly
all
females.
Yes,
and females,
mostly
it's females. Even worse because every female knows they look better with some kind of heel. The flip-flop, no matter how great your legs are, it's not good.
I mean, we would sit there and do show prep, and all you would hear were these flip-flops
up
and down the hall.
You have some sweaty feet, guys. That's the reason for flip-flops. You don't have to sweat your feet. You got to let them air out.
Oh, yes. Well, go to
me. If I wear them, I'll get burned on the top of them. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's go to Mike in Hatboro. Mike, you're the guy that set off this whole thing with your tweet about Kathy Barnett. Thank you for that.
Well, I you're welcome, I think, but... my question, this is like the culmination of a few interviews that I've seen her give, and it's more of an attitude thing with her. Like, she doesn't get that. Like, she thinks that whoever got elected needs to earn her respect or answer to her, like she's their supervisor. Like, that's not her role anymore. I guess it's a kind of a labored analogy, but, you know, she's not the supervisor. She's now the employee. You know, Oz is the supervisor, and she's got to be the best employee she can be. And I think, frankly, my own personal opinion, I think that choice for her is appalling. I think she just can't wrap her head around that. Now, in terms of stumping for him, she doesn't have to agree with everything he says. All she has to do is state why Oz is better than Fetterman. There was a bunch of things that, they all want to get, be more friendly to fossil fuel. They all agree, want to be with fracking. They all want to have more sensible spending in government. Like, these are, they all agree with that. That's all she's got to
do. All right, let me give you a little counter on this. And I'm in the camp that says we got to win this, and it's getting late. And she is the one force I could see out there, other than Mastriano, who would help with this. And that counter is, this was particularly, even for politics, brutal at the end. Trump, Hannity, doing the bidding of Oz in this, more than Oz even. It was nuts what they did.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I voted for it twice. I called you election day about it. I was so upset. Yeah, it was. I mean, she's absolutely right. What they did to her, I mean, it just was appalling. It was disgusting. It was disgusting.
The broader point, you're right. In the context of politics, which is difficult, you got to suck things like this up. And whatever she wants to do with Oz behind the scenes to try to hold him to the fire. And then you're right. Say it in her own way about endorsing. Like, I'm not endorsing Doug Mastriano because I agree with any number of things. But it's an existential threat here to 2024 with this guy Shapiro. And I'm so sick, Mike, every day of seeing Wolf sort of show up somewhere. And after all the hard work on things that are important, just veto. I'm vetoing it. That's it. And that's what we'll see with Shapiro.
I agree with you. Oz wasn't my fifth choice. I mean, Mastriano wasn't my first choice. But guess what? There are choices right now. For better or worse, this is who we have to deal with. So, like you said, sometimes we have to, it's not necessarily the right choice. It's the best choice. I mean, and in both cases, Mastriano is the better choice and Oz is the better choice. They're not perfect. They don't meet all of your, all of your
exactly.
requirements, but they meet him more than the other guy.
I think Oz has gotten better as the campaign has gone on. The residency thing's always going to be the resident. I mean, where is that really the thing here? I don't think it is with Kathy. I think it's, the hurt feelings of the whole thing, and it's going to take a while. But hopefully, hearing this, she'll start to move toward him. What's the song that should not be played at a wedding?
I don't even know if it actually is played anymore, but the Alley Cat.
Okay, that's back there with the hokey pokey. All right, we're going to take a couple more of these, and then we'll put our committee together, particularly since Jim does weddings and other events out there. I'm going to stand with Jim as he critiques your – who's the DJ, Dan? How did that process go?
A guy by the name of Kevin. But okay. I was talking to Maisie the other day, and Jim – I drove Jim down to the train station the other day, and Jim and I had a conversation about I love Jim's impressions, particularly the Meryl Reese one.
Stealing him from this show. There
you
go.
Jim suggested that he steal the microphone from our DJ just for the introduction of the wedding parties and do it as Meryl Reese. And Maisie absolutely loved the idea. So if our DJ's okay with, you know, loaning the microphone, we might have some Jim Kelly, Meryl Reese at the wedding. It's going to be
product
awesome.
Placement. PNC Bank is my favorite line.
PNC lineup. Bank sponsors Dan's wedding. And don't forget right now to go to your local Best Buy so Dan can get a nice 70-inch TV to turn down the sound and crank up Meryl and Mike.
He's working in more material here. Yes, there'll probably be other gigs out there, yes.
Hey, so we were talking earlier about the power of radio and listeners. We love when they contribute and bring more information to the table. I mentioned earlier that I had reached out and made some contact with Mastriano's person, and I just got some information from a person that I trust who said that she knows that one of Doug's staffers just recently had a death in the family.
Okay.
So I put it on it as radio silence, him dodging. I don't know if that's the case. It might just be that the booker that I'm speaking with had a familial situation. So I'm going to withdraw a little bit on my aggressiveness there.
Okay. I would just say a reminder, though, to whoever that person is, whoever their contact is, could there be a more appropriate day? He's coming here on July 4th. We're on July 4th. He is a military decorated veteran, historian on these things, to come on July 4th by phone as he's traveling, you know, whatever he's doing here. He will be in Glenside. I just would like to know the other events or whatever else he's going to do here. I hope it's not just in Glenside. Now, Glenside, that parade is very patriotic. I think there'll be a lot of people there. They're supportive, but it's Josh Shapiro's home turf, Montgomery County. And the media, Dan, I think is going to be more the problem. Now, you know what I've done in the past? I'm not guaranteeing I'll do it this time. When Patrick Murphy, I might have it somewhere in our archives. He came to disrupt. Now, he's an honored veteran, former congressman. We're very friendly on a personal level. So, Dan, he comes down to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and the Swift Boat Veterans. These were the guys that knew John Kerry, despised John Kerry because of what he did in Vietnam and post-Vietnam, throwing his medals away, the whole thing. He disrupts their press conference by being there for Kerry. What do? I disrupt his disruption of their press conference. And the Daily News had quite a good piece on this. I thought it was appropriate. So if I'm there covering it and I don't like the media questions and Mastriano's not answering, I might fire a few things back about why are we not talking about this? All right. You want to pigeonhole this guy. You want to continue to talk about abortion. Isn't a big issue that your viewers are most interested in? There are two. Inflation, number one. Crime, number two. And you know what? Glenside is not just contiguous to Philadelphia. Glenside connects with Philadelphia. So it's right on the border of Philadelphia. And Northwest Philadelphia has had its share of crime. There's a gas station where we saw that wild shooting a little while ago, you may remember, of a guy they killed right there. That is a stone's throw from Arcadia, which is in Glenside. I mean, I'd have to measure the distance. I think it officially is only 100 yards if it's that.
40 yards?
40 yards.
Could you throw a football the distance?
Well, based upon my Wildwood throw, I'm not boasting I could throw a football that time. I'm on to something new, though.
Yeah, we got
to
pivot.
Yeah, we have to pivot. The football, I think, was just a question of the grip. I know.
Oh, come on.
I know I can throw.
Blame the grip. You pick the ball.
Okay, but I know I can throw a hard ball. See, it's the arm strength I know is there. It was just the ball. I think I could still throw it 300 feet.
So free throw competition next?
No, hardball. Hardball throwing. Yes. Hardball? Yeah, pitching, throwing from the outfield. Yes.
Let's throw out our arms again.
Yeah, throw out our arms again. Yeah. Now consider that one coming up. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take more calls coming up. You can hit us with that song that should not be at a wedding. This is a crowded field. It's hard to believe some of the ones we've gotten, but get in there. Make that last ditch, and then we'll pick out at 3 o'clock out of the hat. $50 gift card for the week from Captain Chuckie's. We love crabcakes.com. I don't know about that in any wedding. I don't know if there'll be any pierogi music there on the Borowski
you and your
side.
Anti-polka, Dom.
Yeah, the guy drives all the way to Wildwood and stands there, bring back more polkas.
I think
was
you're
great.
Racist against Polish people, there Dom. You go. That's what it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of stuff like that, Good Morning America. Who knows who runs their Twitter account, but they erroneously announced on Wednesday that Justice Brown Jackson was the nation's first ever black Supreme Court justice.
Wait.
That's right. Of course, Thurgood Marshall was the first, a male, appointed by Lyndon Johnson, and then Clarence Thomas, appointed by George Herbert Walker Bush, was the second. She's the first African-American female judge.
Yes.
They since deleted that, but it just shows you the mentality of just the lack of historical knowledge and or we're hell-bent to say somebody's the first in a big way when it is in a less... It's not minor because it's the first woman that's African American, but not the first African American.
So you think the dope making the tweet was mistaken in thinking that they actually were the first ever black justice? Or do you think it was...
I think mistaken, but driven by this first type of stuff. Yeah. I don't think they intentionally did. I mean, my God, they're bad.
You can't imagine that they don't know who Clarence Thomas is.
Like. Yeah, but I can imagine the Twitter person over at Good Morning America. Yeah, Clarence Thomas, even if they don't know Thurgood Marshall, who... was a trailblazer, one of the biggest decisions involved, and he was the NAACP's attorney. All right, let's take a couple more, then we'll decide. Dwayne in Valley Forge, what's the song, Dwayne?
Hi, Dom. Yeah, I hope you guys have a great Independence Day, but I wanted to warn Dan, do not play this song at your wedding reception. All my exes live in Texas.
Very nice, Dwayne. We got to consider that. I don't think Maisie would allow that. Homer.
I mean, Maisie's got a great sense of humor, though. You never
know. But you have much more, as far as I can tell, you have tremendous musical knowledge.
Yeah.
So you have the veto power on all this stuff,
true.
I would think.
I do love me some George Strait, though.
You have a 50,000-watt audience determining this all stuff. So how can Maisie overrule any of that?
Well, that's the thing is, if the rumors that come out of my wedding are Dan had horrible music, I don't want that to come back on me here.
Yeah, exactly right. Homer in Belmar. All right, Homer, what's the song?
Yeah, this is probably the worst song that shouldn't be played anywhere, much less at a wedding. I don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me.
That's as bad as the one from a cop's wedding, Dan. Let me pull it up, which was, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make an ugly woman your wife, Jimmy Saul.
Yeah, I mean, we played that in the first hour. That was, yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to believe somebody would play that. Michael in Wilmington. Hey, Michael, what's your song?
Good afternoon, Dom. Good afternoon, Dan. Dave Bromberg, I'll Never Be Your Fool. I don't know if Dan's familiar with that, but especially the end of the song, it's horrendous. He's a jazz guy, but it's a kind of unusual song for him. But what a song for a wedding, I'll tell you.
Thank you very much. Eileen's got one that I've heard, people start, I don't know if anybody ever requested this, but I've heard this. In Gloucester Township, Eileen, what's yours?
Mexican hat dance. Probably be politically incorrect.
Ah, yes. I would like a nice mariachi band there, Dan, playing outside.
Dude, I would have loved a mariachi band. That
yes.
would be awesome.
I mean, what? Guys play mariachi as long as they're authentic. What's wrong with that?
I mean, it's the taste of the Dom Giordano program.
Yes, we love a nice mariachi. Yes. Yeah. All right. I think we have just about enough. We got to decide here. And then put them all into the hat. So what are some of the strong contenders today?
So we entered this not looking for songs that were about breakups or divorce that would never be played at a wedding. So I'm going to give you a couple that would actually be played at a wedding that I might actually add to the Do Not playlist. Jim's input is also very much appreciated. Gary in Newtown Square called in with Celebrate by Kool & the Gang, a very redundant song, but I do like Kool & the Gang. Amadeo in Belmar called in with the Electric Boogie, the Electric Slide. And how about this one that we have under us right now, Eileen? I have heard it at a wedding before, believe it or not. The Mexican hat dance, Dom.
Yeah. What's the position on the mummer's strut? I hate that at a wedding, but...
Yeah, it's played at a lot of Philadelphia weddings, too. Yes. I'm sure Jim gets a lot of requests for the mummer's strut.
All the time, yes, indeed.
And what do you do, Jim? Do you do them?
Yeah. I'm there for people that are paying me to play these songs, I have to play them. See, and what's going to happen in Dan's wedding, and it has happened before, the do not playlist, it kind of goes out the window by about the third hour, and people have had, like, a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, like the 14th drink.
I think women are driving this stuff. It's the dancing with the line thing at all, yes.
If Maisie walks up to the DJ and says, can you play the electric slide? You know what the DJ is going to do? I know what I would do. It's your day.
Yep.
You're the bride. You supersede everybody.
I think as an artist,
do not playlist.
You should stand on your artistic principles
and
say.
I had to do that when Greg got married. He gave me a do not playlist. I followed it as best I can. By close to the end of the night, his wife said, look, I know it is on the do not playlist, but my aunt really wants to hear it. Can you? you know what? You're the bride. I'll play whatever you want.
All right, so Jim, leave it up to you. Between these two, which ones would you rather not hear for the rest of your life as a wedding DJ? Celebrate by Cool and the Gang or the Electric Slide?
I would have to go with the Electric Slide.
All right, Amadeo and Belmar goes into the hat. You're going to hear that after the break. Who comes out of the hat to win that $50 Captain Junkies gift card, Don?
All right, I was going to go with Celebrate, but I have to defer to Jim's expertise.
I mean, Amadeo has a great name, too. So.
Yeah, Amadeo was a great name, too. Yeah. It seems like he's going to do opera here or something. All right, we'll put them all into the hat, and we will pick out a winner. You'll hear the whole week here. We'll tell you what's on the agenda for this. By the way, United 93 is my tip of the week, though, from Christian Toto, our entertainment guy. Patriotic film that's nuanced and off. You've never seen it or heard it. I couldn't recommend it more for July 4th. It's not the standard, but a great one. All right. We'll shake them up and declare a winner here on Talk Radio 1210. It is Dom time, and on Fridays at this point, we call this the weekly roundup. So, Dan, take it over.
Yes, it was a great week of side questions today. A lot of fun. Monday, we asked who's somebody that was larger than life. John and Belmar called in with Frank Rizzo. Tuesday, we asked for a guilty pleasure song. We worded it in a way that you pull up to a stop sign and you pull up next to somebody. You're singing a song at the top of your lungs and you either have to stop singing it or roll up the windows because you're embarrassed to be seen singing it. Stephen Buckingham called in with the shaving cream song. Wednesday, we asked for a great movie with the number in the title. Tom and Voorhees called in with 2001 A Space Odyssey. Thursday, we asked for a person who's known only by one name. Richard in Westchester called in with Caesar. And Friday, a song that should be banned from wedding DJ playlists. You heard Amadeo and Belmar calling with the Electric Boogie / the Electric Slide. So Dom, we're going to throw them all into the hat. Here we go, drum roll. And we got Tuesday, number two, Stephen Buckingham with the shaving cream song, the guilty pleasure song. Steve, congratulations, you win a $50 Captain Chucky's gift card.
That was pretty obscure, but great. Yep, exactly right. All right, we do that every day. Thank you, Captain Chucky. We love crabcakes.com. Don't forget Captain Chucky's, too, with that 4.5-ounce crab cake and the charitable part of it toward children's cancer research. All right, a great week. Monday, we'll be here, first hour live. And hour two and three will be our replay of Dom Giordano Day, which we had such fun, but serious guests there, too. And thanks to John down at Mulligan's. Roe and I ate there again the next day. The crab cake sandwich, unbelievable. And what a host. Just tell them you're 1210 Radio. Tell them you're the Dom Show. To take great care of you. You might even get Dom's juice, that vodka concoction with all the apple puffers or whatever they're called.
Puckers. Yes.
I've never.
Something Jim had to watch the dump button whenever we said
yes,
it.
Yes, I definitely liked it a lot. And Dan will be with us limited capacity next week. It's the big wedding week.
Can't wait.
And then on Friday night, Friday afternoon into Friday night, who knows?
Are you doing the show on Friday?
Oh, yeah. Do it from home so that we can leave right at the end there.
Are you coming to the ceremony?
Yeah, yes, that's on the agenda,
oh, that's
of course.
Awesome, man.
Yes,
thank you.
Exactly right. We have to See, I have a lot of show fire.
Yeah,
a
so
lot
for what we're talking about here is I'm doing a Friday wedding, and
right.
because of that, we have a 6:30 reception. But our wedding itself, the ceremony is I think 4:30 or something like that. It's pretty early in the day, so obviously we're not going to make all our guests request off work and all that. So it's always a nice thing to hear when somebody's going to be coming to the ceremony. So Dom, if you're there, I'd love to see you. That's great news.
How long is the ceremony, though? What are you doing
it's
downtown Sicklerville?
It's a full mass. St. Charles Bar Mayo, Catholic
okay,
Church.
Okay, so that's about an hour, right?
Yeah.
So is it an hour to get to the reception?
No.
Now, Ro, I have to shop
that's
at a Giant.
Yeah, I don't have the exact time on the ceremony,
okay.
so we'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
And Jim will be there, and we'll have to tape the opening ceremonies as Meryl Reese. Yes. We'll have to get some material on it. But I also know on July 4th, I am going to head over to Glenside and see Doug Mastriano come to Montgomery County with the local media frothing at the chance with this guy. Doug, here's a great opportunity. Come on the show. Don't come on the show. I'm still going to support you in the end. But I would like to hear you more around July 4th here in Philadelphia. All right.
Will the 1210 mic flag make it into a picture like when you tried to interview Sarah Palin?
Oh, that's right. And Sarah Palin's then 8 or 9 year old daughter pushed me out of the way.
Yeah, but we got a great shot of that mic flag.
I don't know if we have that anymore. I may have to be a little bit incognito. I don't know if the Krasnerland shirt will give me away. Can you wear that in Montgomery County?
I think you can get away with it.
I don't know. Montgomery County's changed a lot. Dr. Valerie R. Koosh be marching in the parade? Now, there's my opportunity to say hello and say it's nice to see no lockdowns today, doctor. Doctor.
Are you going into Jack Bauer mode and just like sneaking around?
No, I don't
to
do
get
that.
Those interviews.
No,
or...
that's not right. No ambushes here.
No.
They have to want to talk with Dom or not. Have a great weekend, too, everyone. Celebrate and be proud to be an American. Thank you, Lee Greenwood. That's who I'd have sing at the wedding. Well, maybe Neil Diamond, really.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.